In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durth, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. Once again, our podcast was designed specifically to highlight people who are doing good in the world, people that are out there making a positive change and creating more harmony as we need today in our world. A little more harmony, a little more love, a little more caring. And our guest today is definitely fits that category of giving of his heart and soul to his community. And so I'm excited to introduce to you Mr. Doug Goodfeather. And Doug is originally from Standing Rock, South Dakota. And he created the Lakota Way Healing Center. It's a nonprofit organization here in Denver. He created that organization in 2006. And his focus there is to meet every possible human need, basic need he can for people from all walks of life. They come to his door, Doug opens his door. Doug served two tours of duty in Iraq, and in order to fund the creation of this Lakota Center, the Lakota Way Healing Center, he worked as a laborer, a carpenter, a mechanic, dancing, singing. I mean, it just goes, the list goes on of things he's done to raise money to be able to provide needs of the people that come to him. So, Doug, it is absolutely a pleasure to meet you and to have you here on our program. And I know our listeners are going to truly appreciate all the work that you do in the community. So, there you are. So, Doug, when you're out of the military and all of a sudden you're working hard, you're trying to raise money because you know that there's something out there that is needed, what was your real deepest inspiration to create the Lakota Way Healing Center? And tell us a little bit about what that center is.
First of all, I'd like to greet you with a good heart. My name is Doug Goodfeather, and I want to thank Tom for allowing me to come on here and tell him a little bit about my story about the Lakota Way Healing Center. So, you know, a lot of times in our journey of life, you know, something is always, for me, what I've learned is that there's always connections from one thing to another. And I've learned that connection in my life. And so in my life, one of the things that connected me to this dream, this vision, was war. You know, I came from war. I was just freshly out of the military, going through a lot of the PTSD issues that combat vet go through. And so I was going through that. And so what happened there was that's where the vision came. And in our culture, we always, you know, when something that can't be answered, we go to our vision. We will go and meditate or pray for a certain amount of days. And here we'll find an answer to our issue or our question. And so this is what happened for me and the vision. And it was a very powerful vision because when I came home from Iraq, you know, I was married, but the casualties of war in that way came back with me too. And so, you know, I respected that decision she made, and because I knew I changed. So I respected her decision, but I moved forward in my life and tried to, but I had to heal first. And I had a lot of veteran friends. And these veteran friends were Vietnam friends that I had that came and really supported me and really supported me. And because they had that experience and that history. of, you know, being a combat vet and going through these PTSD issues and all of these things that they've been through in their lives. You know, they came and supported me. They came and helped me. They came and stood by me and, you know, also gave me, referred me to the VA and things. So that's where I started getting a lot of the mental help and support in that way as well.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. That's beautiful. What a beautiful story. Yeah. That truly comes from your heart and your meditation and that sort of thing. So when you opened the doors for this wonderful center, what kind of services do you render to people who come to you?
Well, one of the things that I've learned in my healing was what I needed to learn, what I needed to heal. And so I knew other veterans and other people with these issues needed the same thing. So I practiced those methods, you know, went to college and, you know, went to different certification classes and practiced it. And I've been in this field since 97. So I've been in it for a while. And so I really emphasized the beginning of my work, one of the passions I wanted to do is be a structural engineer. But when this vision came, it just kind of pushed that to the side and all the passion was emphasized in this project, this Lakota Way Healing Center. And so these are the connections that I started making. And I realized that my traumas and my past things that I've been through, my issues, became more my teachers in the future today. So I use those and the things I learned in school and my journey in helping people. And so I just collaborated it all together. But I also use our philosophies, our spiritual philosophies, our Lakota philosophies. And we use those in our practices. And that's what makes it different than the Western practice. It's more of a, comes from a spiritual base, a holistic base, philosophy, and in those ways. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So what specifically, I know you said you perform marriages and funerals and things of that nature. What do you do for folks in that area?
Well, I do perform marriages and I help with burials and I do counseling, PTSD. I work with PTSD veterans, complex and combat PTSD. I work with suicide prevention. I work with addictions and I work with homeless. So I collaborate a lot of these things. And what I understand is that a lot of the homeless people go into a different kind of mode, a survival mode. And so when you bring them that, when you bring them out of that, when you give them, when they see somebody cares, they really change. You know, one of the things I've learned is that early in the mornings, when the birds get up, they'll go to a flower and they'll chirp in front of the flowers and it opens up the flower, it wakens the flower. So they're communicating with that flower, with that kind of, and it opens it up and it wakes it up. And then the flower greets the morning. It's all a process it's a spiritual process. And so when you help somebody, that's the same thing I see. When you give that support and that nourishment of help and healing and caring and love and letting them know that you're there to help them, they bloom. And they get back into society. They start going back to college. They go back to work. They become productive in life again. And then when you're helping just that person, just think that person has family. So they're worried about them goes away and their support gets stronger. And the love for family becomes the healer. And then it also helps friends, coworkers see. So when you, that's why when they say, when you help one person, that's what happens, you know, that's the sacred movement, the sacred geometry. And that's what happens when you do that. That's the power of healing. That's the power of caring and love. And when you do that for somebody, people don't realize that. And it just one word can change somebody's life, you know? So
that's
I've seen it.
Do you do that, Doug, do you do that on a one-on-one basis or do you do it in groups? How do you facilitate that that support that you're giving to these folks?
I do it on a one-on-one basis, groups, crowds. So I've done it in many capacities and in many different places. I traveled around the world and in different ways. And so when I'm on stage working with people, I usually bring music too. I bring the music, I bring the flute, because the flute is one of the biggest part of this vision that I had. That's why I always play it. And it has a big part to play in this vision that I had, because it represents the birds when I play it. And the song represents the story that happened in the vision. And how I was, so some of the in the songs that I've sing, I'm actually, I'm quoting the spirit world. I'm quoting from over there to here. And so people are like, what? You know, like get blown away by that. And I said, because it came in a dream. It came from a dream. And a spirit dream, you know. And I brought it, and I created it into this life. So it's really powerful. It's amazing, you know, how the, when you think this way, when you believe and know this way, it opens you up like the flower. Then you see it in a different way. That's why I wrote that book, Think Indigenous. That's what it's about.
Tell us the name of the book again.
It's called Think Indigenous. Because we're all indigenous to this earth, all of us. All us humans, you know, we're all indigenous to earth, to this earth. And Mother Earth has nourished us and provided everything. No matter what we have done for to her, she always continued to provide and provide no matter what. And so we have to understand, we have to think of her, we have responsibility to her, to that's why we have to think indigenous, because we're all indigenous. And so we have responsibility to her, to take care of her. And so that's why I wrote that book that way.
Wow, that's great. Well, we'll have to mention your book again before we finish up with our program here and make sure people know about the book also. So some of the work, I mean, you do more than just talking to people and sharing with people and doing these ceremonies. You also provide goods for people, do you not?
Yes,
what I do. What sort of things do you provide for the people that you're helping out?
So I provide jackets, boots, hats and gloves, you know, sleeping bags for the winter because it gets cold at night and in the winter. So a lot of homeless people. I have a talking circle every Tuesday nights. It's a Wellbriety talking circle. It's every Tuesdays from 6 to 8 at the Four Winds American Indian community, and it's in downtown Denver. And so we have a talking circle, and I feed right before we begin. So and some people also come and sponsor too. They sponsor the meals and they'll bring food. And so we usually feed about 30 to 50 people, and then whatever's left over. And then we have a little food bank. It's direct distribution. So I bring it in the same day and I take it out the same day because we don't have a storage right now. So, yeah.
Wow. So what is the source of the, you say some people bring food or provide food, but what are the other sources you have for like the clothing and the sleeping bags? Because I know you, if you go out and buy a sleeping bag, that there goes a budget. But if you're providing for numerous people for not only sleeping bags, but blankets and food and clothing, that sort of thing, where does that come from?
Well, the food banks that I work with is, one of them is Metro Caring downtown Denver. The other food bank I work with is in Conifer. I forget the name of that one. And the jackets, a lot of the jackets come from Mile High Church, from mm-hmm. all the good people and that support us there, and the hats and the gloves. And, you know, one of the things about Mile High Church is they've been our, Patty's been like my big sister, you know, and she's really, they've, and Mile High Church really supported us. When I thought that it was going to, I thought, man, I don't know where I'm going to, what I'm going to do. I don't. And here comes Patty, you know, providing what she said, well, what do you need? And she said, just tell me what you need. So I did. And she helped me and helped them. So if it wasn't for that, you know, we, in the earlier years of this nonprofit growing, it was Mile High and Patty that really supported us and picked us up and helped us. And I'm so grateful. I mean, just talking about it is just makes my heart, you know, happy, because the blessings that come from there, that go out to the people, mm-hmm. are so amazing, you know. And it's been since, I think, 2008, where we really started to, they really helped, begin to help us. So they've been helping, Mile High's been helping us since 2008. And so it's amazing how that relationship has grown and this far and this many years, you know. And it's hard, because for somebody to just believe in you, believe in the story, and then, you know, taking a chance and say, okay, I believe you, so we're going to help you. Mm-hmm. And that's what Patty did. And then all the people that have watched me throughout the years coming to Mile High Church watched me continue to stay dedicated and committed to this, the nonprofit. And now look at where it has gotten, where it has, you know, come from. And so I'm really grateful for all the people that continue to support us. And it's so amazing, you know. And so that's the kind of things that, and we get funding, you know, also from, I got a deal with FarityBrand.com, and I designed a design for them. And so this is one of the shirts that I designed. And so,
it's, oh, nice.
Yeah. So you can go to FarityBrand.com, and there I have my own stuff in there. So you can go and shop, and all of those proceeds go to the Lakota Way Healing Center. But there's only a budget that takes care of, keeps us, that maintains us now. So in order for us to build, we need to continue to raise money. But Faraday Brand, and another one was a grant that we wrote back in, has been providing and helping us in many, and that's the Novo Grant. They've been helping us in many ways too throughout the years. And just different organizations throughout Colorado, like Michael Sawaya Law Firm. Mm-hmm. They've been one of our biggest supporters as well. And different small organizations and individual donors that has stepped in, you know. I know there's many that I can't remember, but there's, you know, if it wasn't for people, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And I'm so grateful for that. It's amazing how people really care, you know.
Well, that's our listeners. Our listeners are people who really care. They want to know who else is doing the wonderful things out there. And Doug, if somebody is local here, in other words, somebody is in the Denver area, and I would encourage people from wherever they're listening to donate to organizations that are helping. But how can somebody, for example, if I look at three or four or five winter coats that I have here that are ready to be donated somewhere, where can I take those?
You can take them to...
And Doug, what I'd like to have you do is, when you're telling us where, if you can get a little closer to your microphone,
okay.
Because I want to make sure all these folks out here know where they can go to help.
Okay. You can take the coats to either Mile High, or you can take them to the Four Winds. It's at 201 Fifth Street or Fifth Avenue, or West Fifth Avenue, Denver. And every Tuesday's there. You can meet me there at 4 p.m. and drop the coats off there as well. Or you can email me and I can meet you to get the coats as well. But the coats, I would prefer that they're in good shape. Now, don't get rid of your like your 1960-70 leather jacket.
We want something nice and clean and wearable and usable and that sort of thing. We want the people wearing these to have the dignity too.
Yeah. So yeah, you can drop them off there and get a hold of me and email me at LakotaWayHealingCenter@gmail.com and call me there or email me there.
We don't have to put your name on. It's just thelakotaway@gmail.com.
LakotaWayHealingCenter.
Oh, LakotaWayHealingCenter. @gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. We want to make sure everybody gets all that. Yeah. And if you're interested in dropping that off at Mile High Church, they are located here in the Denver area in Lakewood at the corner of Garrison and Alameda. So, that's fantastic. So you do get the donations that way. And I'm sure that you have the website also, which is thelakotaway.com, correct?
No, LakotaWay.org.
.org. Okay.
Yeah,
.org.
You can. That's where you go to donate.
Okay, good. So all the good that Doug is doing out of his own pocket in developing this whole program, we need to help with that. That's great. So do you have volunteers that help you also?
Yes, we got volunteers. We got a lot of good volunteers that come in and help. I recently purchased a property up in Conifer, 2 acres, where Lakota Way has the headquarters now. And it was because of selling the shirts and a product from Faraday that bought that place. And we also, I bought another property out in Hartsell, Colorado, where that's where the inpatient ranch will be. So I really dedicated my life to do this. And, you know, Faraday brand came to me as an individual to design for them. But, you know, they were so generous and kind and, you know, to offer this opportunity. So I took it, but I turned it all over to Lakota Way, as well as the book. So every proceeds go to Lakota Way Healing Center that really support us.
So Faraday, would you spell that out for us, please?
It's F-A-H-E-R-T-Y.
F-A-H-E-R-T-Y.
F-A-H-E-R-T-Y brand.com.
Brand.com, good. Yeah. And it's a beautiful shirt. I'm going to go shopping when we're finished here. I might do some Christmas shopping.
Yeah, they got blankets. They got shirts, pants. They got towels. And I designed those, so it all helps, you know, because it's important to understand that that a lot of people don't get the support that we think they do, you know, especially veterans. Mm-hmm. And so you see them on the street, and so I try to do my best to counsel them and help them and guide them in the right direction and get them the more support that they can get, you know, because I'm limited on my budget. So I'm trying to build that up as well. As soon as we get done building, I want to build a building out in Conifer next year. So we're planning on that. I'm planning all of that. And that's where the therapeutics will really start to kick in and everything will start to, because I got people waiting. I got volunteers waiting. I got doctors. I got dentists, people who are ready to, counselors, you know, therapists, people are ready to help. There's so many people, good people, that are just willing to and ready to help. They just said, whenever you're ready, Doug, we're there. We're there.
How did you find these folks? I mean, to find somebody who would, because we don't think about the homeless people, we think of them as being hungry or needing clothing, but they need dental work too. And they do need to see a doctor and they do need to see specialists, that sort of thing. Yeah. How do you find these people, or do they find you?
Both. Sometimes they're going through something and they reach out for counseling. And so I help them and in return, and, you know, they're willing to give back as well. So, you know, that's something that I really appreciate is the relationships you make, and doing this is really important because it leads from one place to another. You know, we're all a piece of each other's puzzle. So, you know, that's how I look at it, you know. So a lot of people see these things. And so I help a lot of people. If people don't realize, you know, in depth, I go and, you know, and I helped many.
Well, that original vision is certainly alive and well today in this world because of you. Appreciate that. So if somebody has some special skills that they could offer, this would be helpful to you too, because unlike a soup kitchen, which I love soup kitchens for the people needy, places to give out clothing, you have pretty much across the board help for just about anything people need. And it's amazing what you've created there.
Yeah. And
what is your proudest moment in what you've, and I'm throwing a little curve at you here, but what is your proudest moment when you think about what you have created? What are you most proud of?
I never like to compete in these kind of capacities. When I want to compete, I'm a dancer. So I said, let's go dance. We'll compete in dancing. But I don't compete in these ways. And the things that I've learned have come from somebody and something that they've experienced that taught me something. Mm. And so, you know, I create these things that create other things. And okay, I'm losing track now. Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, I was just thinking about when you look back at what you have created from the moment when you had that dream.
Yes, yes.
What do you just sit there and go, that is, I am so glad I followed that dream.
You know, throughout my life, people would always say, that's why I said I don't like competing, but throughout my life, people would say, oh, you can't do it. That can't be done. It's too broad. People won't help you. You know, that's too much. You know, just get a regular job. Just go do this and do that. But it was the passion. It was the knowing that I knew I can do this. I know I can do this because the passion was in me. And so when somebody says that to me, you know, I said, you know, I think about it. And I was like, why would they say something like that to me? Why? Because they're going through something that they never completed. And, you know, maybe I can inspire them by keep moving forward, you know. So when I looked back at where I'm at the time of those times, those people and things and issues that stood in my way that I thought would stop me, I look back at those and I've conquered them. Mm-hmm. I came through them. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that because it wasn't pride in an egotistical way. It was humble and humiliation pride because I seen our men and women laying on the streets cold, no food to eat, nobody willing to help them. Instead, they're yelling and screaming at them. You know, and these are somebody's moms or dads or brothers or sisters or sons or daughters. You know, it didn't matter what color, who they were. They had a heart and they had a life. They had a mind. They just needed somebody to pick them up, you know. So that's what makes me proud when I look back. It's filling me up. It makes me proud to look back that I didn't give up.
Wow. We are absolutely thrilled you didn't give up. And that vision you had came straight from another source, a higher source, and you know that, we know that. And the amount of good that you have done over the years is pretty amazing. And if there's anything we can do to support you. So before we leave here today, I want you to get really nice and close to your microphone. And I want you to tell us once again how people can donate. And once again, the clothing organization that is supporting your venture, we want to know how we can help too. Because if we're sitting home and we don't feel like we could do anything, we could always write a check. So tell us how we can help you financially.
You can go to LakotaWay.org and you can donate there. Just click on the link there and you can donate there and it'll let me know that people donated as well. And you can also go to and drop a line and support and comments, whatever you want there. And check it out. It's been revised and stuff, but we're still working on it as well. But you can go there and donate as well. And if you want to sponsor a dinner every Tuesday, you can come and you can drop it off or email me and you can come cook or just drop off the food at the Four Winds. It's on 201 West 5th Avenue, downtown Denver. It's a block away from Denver General. And then every Tuesday nights, we have our talking circle there. And you can drop off jackets there as well, too.
Very good. Excellent. Awesome. Doug, you are an inspiration to so many people. And I know anybody listening to this has got to say, if he can do it, we can do it. And it takes that inspiration right from your heart, that 17-inch trip from your brain to your heart is one that you take quite often. And the world is a better place for that. Is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with as far as words of inspiration so that we all know that we can all make a difference in the world?
I just always know that there's always a solution and there's always somebody there to help. Never give up on anybody. And that to never give up on yourself as well. That's most important. To learn to love yourself and to keep moving forward, because people are waiting for you in the future to help them.
Wow. That is beautiful. Thank you, Doug. You are an amazing inspiration, and we truly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
And for the rest of you, please tune in again next week for another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. And find out about the people that are doing wonderful things out there. Know full well that we all can make a difference. And if you'd like to, please subscribe to our program and go to our website, which is theharmonygoal.com. And there's a place to subscribe. There's a place to leave us some comments, and we'd love to hear from you. So please stay tuned next week for another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal Podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, we are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.